发生你要应付，没办法应付。
Can you think of any others?
你们可以想起其他的那个焦虑吗？
These are probably two pretty big ones.
这两种可能是最大的类型。
So if you've experienced or are experiencing either of these types of anxiety,
说如果你经历过或者正在经历这类的那个焦虑的时候，
This passage is for you.
这段经文是写给你的。
It's one of the most beautiful, encouraging, and hopeful passages.
是最美丽、最鼓励跟最有盼望的一段经文。
So to help us understand this passage, I want to look at three things.
为了帮助我们来了解这段经文，我想从三方面来看。
The prescription, the protection, and the presence.
那个处方、那个保护、那个同在。
So in seminary, they teach you to start all the points with the same letter.
我在神学院，他们教的我要讲的重点要用同一个字母。
All of these points have the same two first letters in English.
在英文这每一点都是两个英文字母开始的。
You impressed? Okay, so let's look at the start by looking at the prescription.
我们来开始来看那个处方。
So here's the passage. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
So Paul makes a pretty bold claim here.
这里保罗做了一个很大胆的主张。
He says, don't be anxious about anything.
他这里说应当一无挂虑。
Instead, pray with supplication and thanksgiving.
而要祷告祈求跟感谢。
So he's saying, don't be anxious, and he's instructing the Philippians, don't be anxious.
他说应当一无挂虑，然后他在教导腓立比教会的人。
So right off the bat, there's hope for us if we struggle with this a lot.
所以刚一开始我们若跟焦虑挣扎的时候，我们就会看到这里给我们一些盼望。
So how does he tell us to respond to these feelings or thoughts of anxiety?
他如何教导我们对那个焦虑如何的反应呢？
I want you to think for a second.
我要你思考一下。
What are your common responses when you have test-taking anxiety?
若你考试有考试的焦虑，你的自然的反应是什么样呢？
What's the first thing you do?
你第一件事会做的是什么呢？
Anyone?
看有没有什么回应。
You study really hard.
你会
right?
用功的啃书。
You memorize the textbook.
你会背那个书本课本。
You're really prepared.
你会准备好。
How do you deal with the juggling anxiety?
你手忙脚乱的那个焦虑如何的应付呢？
Does anyone like checklists?
你们喜不喜欢弄清单？
You do them one by one in order.
你就照一项一项的去完成。
You work hard until you finish every single item on the checklist. That's how you do it.
你很努力地完成清单上的每一项目。
Now, what do these two responses have in common?
这两种回应是有什么共同点呢？
Both of them are relying on our effort to control the situation.
这些都依赖我们努力地去控制那个情况。
Another response could be shoving down the anxiety.
有另外一个反应是说把那个焦虑把它压抑下去。
We've tried all of these things or a combination of them.
我们会试着各种各样的方法。
Now, these responses may work in many situations.
这些反应大部分的时间可能有效。
But the problem is, do they work in every situation?
问题是说是不是每个状况都有效？
Paul actually says we can respond to anxiety in the same way in every situation.
保罗告诉我们说，我们在每一种焦虑的情况下面可以有同样的反应。
The problem with trying to control your circumstances or fix it is what happens when there are circumstances outside of our control.
试着要控制你的状况的问题在于说，若有一些是在你的控制之外呢？
So I can control my own actions, and I can be very self-disciplined.
我可以很有自律，可以控制我自己的行为。
But I can't control what my kid does.
但是我没办法控制我的孩子们所做的。
And so no matter how hard I try, there is something that I will always be anxious about, right?
所以不管我多努力, 总有一些事情让我焦虑的。
Or what happens when you try really, really hard to apply to a new job, but you just can't get it?
或者比如说你很努力地申请一个工作，但是没办法拿到那份工作。
What happens if someone you love is struggling with depression, and no matter how hard you try, you can't help them?
或者是说你所爱的人正在跟忧郁挣扎，而你没办法帮助他们。
Paul says, in every situation, pray.
保罗告诉我们说，凡事祷告。
So the response is our response is already a good test for us.
我们的回应是我们对我们的一种考验。
I'm not saying we don't do anything.
我并不是说我们什么都不做。
But I'm saying, do we pray?
我只是在问我们是不是会祷告。
Is this our reflex? Do we respond with prayer?
是不是祷告是不是我们自然的反应？
But let's keep going. What type of prayer is Paul talking about?
保罗这里提的祷告是什么样子的祷告？
He says here, in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
他这里告诉我们说，凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，把你所要的告诉神。
So prayer involves speaking to God.
祷告是跟神说话。
Supplication involves asking an authority for help.
祈求是向一个权比较有权威的人求助。
So by praying, we're recognizing that God hears us.
我们祷告，我们是。
By making supplication, we're saying God is powerful.
我们祈求，我们是承认说神比我们强。
And God can help us in situations we're not powerful enough to handle.
神在我们一些没办法处理的状况下面可以处理。
Next, Paul says we should make our requests with thanksgiving.
接下来，保罗说我们要以感谢的心祷告。
This is really interesting.
这很有趣。
He's not saying, God, I'll thank you if you answer my prayer.
他并不说，神啊，我会谢谢你，若你回应我的祷告。
He's saying we should pray, we should thank God preemptively as we're asking him for stuff.
他这里在告诉我们说，当我们在祷告的时候，在祈求的时候，我们也就先感谢神。
It's basically saying, God, I thank you. Because however you answer, it'll be for my good.
这你等于在说，神啊，我感谢你，不管你如何的回应，我知道是为我好的。
And this is dealing with the anxious thoughts underneath our anxieties.
这是来帮助处理我们焦虑的思想。
You can only pray with thanksgiving if you're confident that God is your shepherd.
你若
You can only pray this way if you're confident that he's actually in control of the circumstances and he's good. So Paul is saying when we face circumstances outside of our control,
所以保罗是告诉我们说，当我们面对在我们控制之外的
Do you remember that God is good?
你记不记得神是善良的?
Do you remember that God is in control?
神是掌管一切的。
Or do you think you're all by yourself and you have to do it all by yourself?
还是说你认为你是孤军奋斗?
Now, some of you might have an objection that can be summed up in two words.
你们有些人可能有反对的意见，可以用两个字来
stop it.
停止。
The two words are stop it.
那两个字是停止。
So my dad showed me the skit from a TV show a long time ago.
我父亲让我看了很久以前的一个电视短剧。
A long, long, long time ago.
很久很久以前。
A woman walks into a therapist's office and starts telling him about her problems.
有一个妇女她去找一个治疗师，然后开始告诉她她的问题。
She has a fear of being buried alive in a box.
她有个被活埋在一个盒子里的恐惧。
So whenever she thinks about it, it makes her life horrible.
所以每次她想到这些事情的话，她的生命就觉得很可怕。
She can't drive through tunnels.
她没办法进入隧道。
It's too box-like.
因为它像，那睡得很像个盒子。
She can't be in that elevator.
她没办法进入电梯。
Too box-like.
因为说像那个盒子。
She can't be in anything box-shaped.
她没办法进入一个盒子形状的东西。
Like a house.
像个房子。
After she tells him about her problem,
当他跟这个治疗师讲完他的问题的时候,
he says, I'm going to tell you two words, and I want you to pay attention to them.
他说我要告诉你两个字，你要请你注意这两个字。
I want you to listen very carefully and incorporate them into your life.
要注意地听，把它成为你生活的一部分。
So she pulls out a notebook and a pencil.
所以她拿起笔记本来跟一个铅笔。
And she's ready to take notes.
她开始准备好记笔记。
Then he pounds his hands on the desk.
然后他就拍桌。
And says, stop it.
他说停止。
Whenever you're afraid of being in a box, just stop it.
每当你对那个进入一个盒子有恐惧的时候，就停止。
So your objection is, are we using this verse like stop it?
那你可能反对的意见是说，我们是不是看待这个经文就像那两个字停止？
When you experience anxiety, sometimes you can distract yourself.
你经历焦虑的时候，你有时候可以把你的注意力分散。
Sometimes you can go exercise, and that helps.
有时候你可以去做运动，那也可以帮助。
But what happens when your anxiety never goes away?
但是你的焦虑若永远存在的时候呢？
What happens when you can't help yourself stop feeling that way?
你没办法停止焦虑，你怎么办呢？
You might have tried saying, stop it.
你可能试着说停止。
It doesn't work.
并没效。
So is this verse saying, stop it?
这段经文是不是告诉我们要停止？
Let's look carefully and see how it's different than just saying, stop it.
我们来看看说这个跟只说停止有什么差别。
Let's read the next part.
我们来读下一个经文。
When we pray to God,
当我们向神祷告,
the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
神赐出人意外的平安，会照着耶稣，在耶稣基督里保守我们的心怀意念。
So what is Paul saying here?
保罗这里在说什么？
When we pray, we experience the peace of God.
当我们祷告，我们经历神的平安。
It's a supernatural sense of peace.
是个超自然的一个平安。
It's not a mental trick.
不是一个精神上的一个把戏。
It's a peace that surpasses understanding.
是个出人意外的平安。
Which means it can't be produced by our effort.
意味着说并不是靠着我们的努力可以产生的。
It's him being present with us and dealing with us personally.
是他与我们同在而跟我们亲自的打交道。
It's not saying stop it.
并不是说两个字停止。
How does this work?
这是如何实践呢?
The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
在耶稣基督里，神赐出人意外的平安，会保守你的心怀意念。
So the word for guard here was the word used to describe a garrison or an army that would protect a city.
这里那个保守这个字是用来形容包围跟保护一个城市的军队。
Does anyone watch zombie movies?
有在座有没有人看那个僵尸的片电影片？
Okay, so last time there was one person that raised their hand. This time we have, I think, two.
上一堂有一个人举手，这一堂有两个。
Does anyone watch action movies or war movies?
你在座有没有看过动作片或者是战争片？
So my mother-in-law Lisa really, really loves action movies.
我的岳母很喜欢看那个动作片。Now,
if you were being attacked by a swarm of zombies,
若你被一群那个僵尸攻击的时候,
would you rather be protected by a SWAT team?
你宁可是有一个特警队来保护你呢?
They have rifles and walls and grenades.
他们有步枪、枪跟手榴弹。
Or would you rather be in an entirely unprotected place?
还是说你宁可在一个完全没有得到保护的地方?
This word guard is describing the sense of security that comes from being surrounded and protected by guards.
这个保守是因为有 保卫包围着你所来的那个安全感。
God's peace is like the guards that protect us from the zombie swarm.
神的平安就像那些保护我们抵挡那个僵尸的
那个
情况。
And isn't that what anxiety is like?
这焦虑不是这样子吗？
It feels like you're constantly assaulted by these thoughts and emotions.
你是不是感觉说不断地被这些不好的思想所攻击？
But then Paul says, as we pray, God's peace will protect us.
保罗说，当我们祷告的时候，神的平安会保守我们。
God's peace will guard our hearts and our minds.
会保守我们的心怀意念。
This has more impact when you think about Paul's situation when he was writing this letter.
这个，那我们想到说保罗自己的状况。
He was in prison as he was writing.
他那个时候在监狱里。
And he wasn't sure what the outcome was going to be.
他也不知道他的结果会怎么样。
He hopes that he's going to get released.
他希望他能够得到释放。
But he doesn't know what's going to happen.
但是他不知道到底会发生什么事。
They might even kill him.
他们可能把他杀掉。
And yet this whole letter is Paul saying, even though you're in this circumstance,
但是在这本书信里面，保罗说，虽然你处在这个状况下面，
it's possible to rejoice in the Lord.
还是可以靠主喜乐。
It's possible to experience peace, even though he's completely uncertain about the future.
虽然他对未来没有把握，他还是可以经历平安。
He actually models for us what it looks like to experience this peace.
他是我们经历那个平安的一个榜样。
In chapter 1, he says, to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
在书信的第一章，他说，活着是基督，死了也有益。
If he's executed, he can finally be with Jesus in heaven.
若他被处死，他可以与耶稣一起在天堂。
Paul wins.
保罗是个赢家。
If he survives, it means he can do ministry.
若他存活的话，他表示说他可以继续的服事。
He can spread the gospel and encourage the churches.
他可以传福音，鼓励教会。
Paul wins.
保罗是个赢家。
So no matter what happens, he's confident that God is in control and will work anything for his good.
所以不管发生什么事情，保罗深信神是掌管一切的，而他所达成的一切都是为我们好的。
So what's the alternative to anxiety?
所以我们焦虑之外能够做什么呢？
It's to lift up our prayers to him.
就是要向神祷告。
And Paul promises the peace of God, which surpasses understanding, will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
然后保罗答应说，你祷告的话，神出人意外的平安会保守我们的心怀意念。
And it's not just God.
而不仅是神。
Here Paul writes that it is Jesus Christ himself who guards us.
这里保罗告诉我们是耶稣基督保守我们的心怀意念。
When Jesus was telling his disciples that he was going to leave them,
当耶稣告诉他的门徒他要离开他们。
In John chapter 14, he said, "Peace I leave with you."
在约翰福音十四章他说，我的平安我留给你。
My peace I leave with you.
我的平安我留给你们。
Not as the world gives do I give.
不是世界所给的平安。
So the same peace that Jesus has, we can have that peace.
所以耶稣所拥有的平安，我们同样的也可以拥有。
That's the protection of God.
这是神的保守。
Before anything changes, before my circumstances get better,
在我事情改变之前，在我的状况改善之前，
I can be confident that God is shepherding my life.
我可以有信心的知道说神在牧养我。
How can we know that?
我们如何知道呢？
Because he sent Jesus Christ to die for our sins.
因他派耶稣基督为我们的罪而死。
If God was willing to do that for me,
若神愿意为我这样子做呢？
If he loves me that much,
他若这样子爱我，
he will work my life for good.
他会帮助我让我的生命
So finally, let's look at the presence. So the secret to not being anxious is in this little phrase right before the verses we read.
那个不焦虑的关键在于我们读的经文的前面的几句。
How does Paul deal with the uncertainty in his life?
保罗如何地面对他生活中的未定数？
Through just a few words.
就靠着几句。
The Lord is at hand.
主已经近了。
Or other translations, the Lord is near.
就是主就在眼前。
God doesn't only protect us from anxiety, He promises to be with us.
神不止帮助我们，保护我们不会有焦虑，他也是与我们同在。
And underneath a lot of our anxiety is a failure to remember or experience this truth.
我们焦虑的一个原因是因为我们没办法经历这个真理。
The Lord is at hand.
主已经近了。
The Lord is near.
主就在眼前。
When we're juggling our responsibilities,
当我们面对各种各样的责任的时候,
do we think we're doing it alone?
你认为你是自己在应付吗?
When we're walking into a presentation at work, when we're getting reviewed, do we think we're doing it alone?
当你在工作上要演讲的时候，或者是要被审核的时候, 你认为你是自己一个人去面对吗?
In my struggles with my kids, in my struggles with my spouse, am I doing it alone?
我跟我的孩子们的挣扎跟配偶的挣扎，是不是我也是自己在应付呢？
No, the Lord is at hand.
并不是的，因为主已经近了。
The Lord is near.
主就在眼前。
The key to not being anxious is to realize God's Spirit is with you.
不焦虑的关键是要意识到说神的灵就在你里面。
And this is not just nice language.
这并不是美好的字眼。
This actually works.
这真有效。
Does anyone have a friend who can basically always make you feel better?
你们在座的是不是有一直会让你感觉良好的一个朋友？
You're really struggling with something, and then you go and talk to them, and you feel better.
你在挣扎的时候去跟他们交谈之后，就会觉得比较好。
Their presence alone makes you feel better.
他们的同在本身就让你感觉比较好了。
Now, how much more would the presence of God help you in the situation?
那想象神的同在更是如何可以帮助你感觉良好。
Think about it for a second.
请思考一下。
No matter how much you tell your friend, they can't perfectly understand what you're going through.
不管你如何地告诉你的朋友，他们并没办法完全地了解你所经历的。
But even them understanding a little bit helps you feel better.
但是他们了解一点点的时候，你也会感觉得比较好。
God perfectly understands what you're going through.
神是完全地知道说你所经历的事情。
He knows exactly what you're feeling.
他完全知道说你。
He knows exactly what you're worried about. The other thing is, your friend sometimes can help you.
还有一件事，你的朋友有时候可以帮助到你。
But they can't help you with everything.
但是他们总不能每件事情都帮到你。
God is the creator of the universe.
神是创造宇宙万物的神。
He can help you with things, can't he?
他绝对可以帮助你，不是吗？
So this is the God who is with us.
这是一个与我们同在的神。
This is the God who is at hand.
这是已经进了的神。
He actually wants to hear your checklist.
他是想听听你的清单是什么样子。
And he wants you to ask him for help in every single thing.
他要你向他祈求你清单上的每一项事情。
God, help me get a parking space.
神啊，帮助我找到一个停车位。
God, help me cook dinner.
神啊，帮助我煮晚饭。
God, help me not forget to give my kids a ride.
神啊，帮助我不要忘了去接送我的孩子们。
God, help me with my work.
神啊，帮助我的工作。
Help me with my spouse.
帮助我跟我配偶之间的关系。
Help me with my health.
帮助我的健康状况。
His peace will guard you as you do this.
当你这么做的时候，他的平安会保守你。
So what does this look like?
这是什么样子呢?
Do any of you get anxiety doing public speaking?
你们在座的有没有要公开演讲的时候会有焦虑?
When I first started preaching at our church, I remember I would get really, really stressed out.
我记得我刚开始在这个教会讲道的时候，我非常非常的紧张。
So when you preach, you're judged by all the people listening to you.
你在讲道的时候，那些听众都会评审你。
But even worse, when I first started preaching, I was judged by our old English pastor, Fred Mock.
我有个经历，就是说我刚开始讲道的时候，我们以前前任的那个英文传道人。
And if you know him, that's way scarier than being judged by you.
那你认识他的话，你知道说那是一个蛮可怕的一个经历。
We would have a meeting after the sermon, not like the next week.
所以我讲到之后，我们会见面。
And he would give me feedback.
他会给我回馈。
It was really scary.
是蛮可怕的回馈。
And not only that.
不仅这样子,
I'm being judged by God.
神也在评审我。
So I'm being judged by you.
我被你们评审。
I'm being judged by Fred, and I'm being judged by God.
莫凡评审我，还有神。
Preaching is scary.
讲道是蛮可怕的。
So I would have a hard time sleeping.
我会很难入眠。
I would dread going up there.
我会怕上台。
I was terrified I wouldn't know what to say.
我会怕说不知道说什么。
Or I would say dumb stuff.
我会说一些愚蠢的话。
Which sometimes I still do.
我有时候还是会这么做。
I was scared I would freeze.
或者什么话都说不出来。
What do I say?
说什么呢？
I totally forgot everything I wrote.
我所写的我都忘了。
But one time during my prep, as I was preparing,
所以有一次我在准备讲道的时候，
I was praying and God gave me a vision.
我在祷告，然后神给我一个图像。
So I saw myself standing up here preaching.
我看到我自己在讲台上讲道，
and I was really nervous.
然后我真的很紧张。
But then I saw God standing next to me.
所以我看到神站在我旁边。
And he was, and he was holding my hand as I spoke.
他牵着我的手，当我在讲的时候。
This brought me tremendous comfort.
这带给我莫大的那个安慰。
And sometimes I imagine this is what God looks like.
所以有时候我想象神是这么样子的。
But to be serious.It made me realize I wasn't doing it alone.
所以这件事情让我意识到说我并不是孤单的一个人去做。
And I experienced God helping me and strengthening me.
我经历到神帮助我跟坚固我。
His peace was guarding me.
他的平安保守着我。
His presence was protecting me.
他的同在保护着我。
When you're anxious,
当你焦虑的时候，
do you remember that God is at hand?
你记不记得说神已经近了？
Do you realize that he's with you?
你是不是意识到他与你同在?
His presence is protecting you.
他的同在保护着你。
He is working things together for your good.
他在努力的让一切事情都帮助你。
This is tremendously helpful with our anxiety.
这对我们的焦虑是有很大的帮助。
So I want you to think right now about the things you might be anxious about.
所以我要你想一想哪些事情使你焦虑。
If you're juggling a lot of responsibilities,
那你是面对的各种各样的责任,
or if there's one big thing in the future you're afraid of,
或者将来有一件事情要发生了而你很怕那件事情,
pray,
祷告,
bring these things before him,
把这些事情带到主面前, 神面前,
pray with thanksgiving, know that he wills your good,
祷告, 用感谢的心祷告, 因为知道说他是为一切的美好所做的。
God is the one in control of the circumstances of your life.
神控制掌管你生命里面的状况。
Finally, as you face your problems and your worries, realize God is at hand.
所以当你面对焦虑的时候，要记得说神就在旁边。
So now, we're wrapping up, and how do you get this to the real life, the real world?
所以我们如何的应用呢?
How can this actually help you in the situation where you're anxious?
所以这你面对焦虑的时候，你这怎么能够帮助你呢?
The one thing that's been most helpful for me is to memorize the scripture.
对我来讲，最能够帮助我的是要背圣经经文。
To really deeply understand it.
要深深的了解这个经文。
So then in the moments when I'm anxious, I remind myself of these truths.
所以当我焦虑的时候，我可以提醒我自己有关这些真理。
This is the first verse I turn to.
这是我回想的第一个经文。
So I say it in my head, or I speak it aloud.
所以我会想这段经文。
And then I do it.
然后我就照着做。
I pray to him.
我向神祷告。
I bring my requests to him, my checklist to him.
我把我的清单带到主神那边去。
I remember that the Lord is at hand.
我记得说神已经近了。
You're not alone in fighting your anxiety and fear.
你并不是独自的去跟你的忧虑征战。
But this is not just saying stop it.
这并不是只说停止。
This is actually this amazing experience of God's presence and peace guarding you.
这是经历神的同在跟平安，神保守你们。
The Lord is battling and protecting you from anxious feelings and anxious thoughts.
神在帮助你跟这些焦虑作战。
So I'm going to finish by just reading the verse.
所以我要重新读这段经文来做我的结束。
The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
主已经近了，应当一无挂虑，凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，把你所要的告诉神，神是出人意外的平安。
And the peace of
在基督里保守你的心怀意念。
And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
所以那个出人意外的平神出人意外的平安，在耶稣基督里可以保守你的心怀意念。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Father,
我们天上的父
，I pray for each person here.
我为在座的每一人祷告。
That we would trust you.
让我们都能够信靠你。
That in whatever we're facing, we would remember your presence.
所以不管我们面对什么事情，我们要记得你的同在。
That we would remember to pray to you.
我们会记得要向你祷告。
And that through that we would experience your protection and your peace.
那借着祷告，我们可以经历你的保守跟那个平安。
We thank you so much that because we can have peace with you through Jesus.
我们谢谢你，因为借着耶稣基督，我们可以和你有平安。
We can also experience your peace.
我们也可以经历你的平安。
So I pray for every person who struggles with anxiety.
我为每一个因为焦虑而挣扎的人祷告。
That your Holy Spirit would remind them of this truth.
那你的圣灵能够提醒他们这个真理。
And they would be able to praise you for the peace that you give.
他们能够赞美你，因为你所赐给的平安赞美你。
We love you so much.
我们爱你。
And pray this all in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.